James chapter number 1, James chapter 1 verse 14 at saka verse 15. Yan ang titingnan natin this Sunday. James chapter number 1 verses 14 and 15. Last week we learned that temptation is not sourced in God. Temptation, the invitation to sin, the tug, the pull to do wrong, it doesn't come from Almighty God. And this Sunday, we're going to learn that temptation comes from the flesh. It comes from lust that resides as a law in our members. So let's look at James chapter 1, verse number 14 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "But every man is tempted. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, then enticed, and then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." So kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ngunit ang bawat tao ay natutukso ng sarili niyang pagnanasa kapag siya ay nahila at naakit nito. At kapag ang pagnanasang iyon ay naipaglihi, ito ay manganganak ng kasalanan. At ang kasalanan, kapag malaki na, ay namumunga ng kamatayan. And so, ang pasimuno ng mga tukso ay hindi ang Diyos, kundi ang kagustuhan o yung sinasabing pita ng laman. So the source of temptation is certainly not God. It is lust. It is our flesh. And inside our flesh, there's a law, there's a principle of sin, a nature of sin that seeks to control us, that seeks to drag and pull us away from righteousness, inviting us to sin. And I want you to see some truths of Scripture here. Three things I want you to see. Number one, the capacity within man to be tempted, or the ability of man in his temptation to be tempted. Notice what it says in verse 14. But every man is tempted. You see that? Every man is tempted. If there's a universal problem, a universal principle that we ought to know, it is that you and me are not exempt from the problem of temptation. Every man, boy, girl, old, young, rich, poor, educated, and illiterate, it does, saved or unsaved, it doesn't matter. Every man is tempted. Universal problem po. Sakop ang bawat isa sa atin dito sa problema ng tukso. Lahat ho tayo ay natutukso o may kapasidad o abilidad na matukso. Universal ho yan sa tao. So wala tayong makikilala sa mundong ito na tao na hindi may kakayahan na matukso. Lahat ay maaaring matukso. And you need to be aware of that. Kahit na save ka, kahit naligtas ka, hindi ka pa rin exempted sa tukso. At magandang babala yan para maghanda. So kung hindi tayo exempt sa tukso, edi mabuhay tayo ng malayo sa tukso para iwasan natin yung pita na kagustuhan ng laman na naninirahan sa pagkatao natin. All right, so every man, this is the universal problem of temptation. You'll never meet a man who has not the ability to be tempted. All right, look over again in the Bible in verse 14. Every man is tempted when he, look where James puts the blame. Look where James says the source is. He, every man, he is drawn away of his own lust. And so, his own lust, maaari tayong maipit sa mga pangyayari o sitwasyon o sa ibang mga tao, pero ang katotohanan ng Biblia, ang pita ng laman ay sa loobin ng bawat isa. Kaya huwag nating sisihin ang iba. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, eh kasi yung sitwasyon, ganito kaya ganito ang ginawa ko. Alright? Hindi, excuse yun. Ang totoo, ginagawa mo yung gusto mong gawin. The truth is, every man does what he wants to do. Okay? And so, when it comes to his own lust, it's inborn. It's in the heart. Hindi ho yan. Parte ho yan ang pagiging tao na meron tayong saloobin, meron tayong sariling kagustuhan. Kaya ang buhay Kristiyano, dapat matutod na ilagay natin yung kagustuhan natin sa kamay ng Diyos. Isosurrender natin yung kagustuhan ng puso natin. Isurrender natin yan sa kamay ng Panginoon. Lord, nilalagay ko sa iyong kamay itong kagustuhan ko. Kung ito ay kaaya-aya sa inyo, ibigay niyo po ito sa akin. Eh kung hindi naman ito kaaya-aya sa inyo, Lord, alisin niyo po yan sa akin. I'm surrendered to you, Lord. Yan ang buhay Kristiyano. And so you see that. Go over to Mark chapter 7, verse 21. Jesus explains the very same thing. And by the way, James is the half-brother of Jesus. Don't forget that. James got saved after the resurrection when he saw the risen Savior. That's when he came to faith in the Lord. But prior to that, he must have thought Jesus was crazy for claiming to be the Messiah. And he grew up with Jesus, so he probably was like, oh no, here he goes again, Messiah. All right, so, but look at Mark chapter 7. This is what Jesus teaches us about lust and sin and the source of it. Mark chapter 7, verse 21. Mark chapter 7, verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So Jesus understood the lust from within the heart of men. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. And so when someone's showing you your sin, you have no one to blame but you. So, hindi natin pwedeng i-excuse yung sarili natin. Dahil sa sitwasyon, dahil sa sabi ng ibang tao, ito pong ginawa ko, no? Ginagawa ng tao ang gusto niyang gawin. Ayun ang katotohanan. And so, don't blame someone for your choices, for your sin. And so, ang word dito, yung but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Yung lust sa Bible, ang ibig sabihin ng lust, the word lust means strong desire. Strong desire. Technically, the word lust is neutral. Just because you hear the word lust, it doesn't automatically mean it's something bad. So just like the word temptation, temptation could mean testings and trials on the exterior or the invitation to sin on the interior. The context kind of tells you if it's good or bad. The word lust is the same way. Just because, you know, lust could be towards something good, a strong desire to please the Lord. That's fine. But a strong desire to sin and to do wrong, that's wrong. That's where it's bad. And any strong desire that you have can turn into sin. So ingatan natin yung talagang strong desire ng puso natin kasi konting bagay lang maaaring maging kasalanan ang mabuting bagay. Ganyan kasensitibo ang kasalanan sa buhay ng Kristiyano. Even a small good thing can turn into sin instantly if you're not careful. So, tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 16. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. First John 2:16, the Bible says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh," yan, masamang lust yan, "strong desire of the flesh," oh, that's sinful, that's lusting in the wrong sense, strong desire for sin, produced by the flesh, "the lust of the eyes," ah, pag may nakita ako ng isang bagay na talagang gusto ko, kukunin ko yan kahit na ano, masama para sa akin, kukunin ko yan. Okay. Utangin ko yan para makuha ko yan. Di lubog ka sa utang. That's lust of the flesh, or the eyes, lust of the eyes. "The pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." So be careful with these strong desires. It can easily be misused and abused, you see, abnormally used, abused. And so there is within every man the capacity to sin. Even if you're born again and you're a Christian, kahit na sabi mo, Kristiyano ka na, tinanggap mo na si Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, you know Him as your Lord and Savior, it doesn't mean you are not able to be tempted to do wrong. You still have to fight the flesh every day. And by the way, the flesh wakes up 1 hour before you. Kung gumigising ka, yung flesh mo, gising na yan isang oras bago ka pa gumising. Kaya ang pakikibaka ng Kristiyano, araw-araw yan. No? Kung meron tayong ability na gumawa ng tama bilang Kristiyano, meron din tayong ability na gumawa ng mali bilang Kristiyano. Kaya dapat bantayan talaga natin yung puso, bantayan natin ang buhay natin, na huwag tayong mahulog sa bitag ng kaaway natin, ng kalaban natin. Total, yung laman natin nandun na kay Satanas. Kumbaga, ang disadvantage natin bilang Kristiyano, 1/3 hindi tayo surrendered sa Panginoon. Yung soul natin, ligtas, dahil sa grasya ng Diyos, surrender yan sa Panginoon. Yung spirit natin, binuhay ng Panginoon, ligtas, uuwi yan talaga sa langit. Pero yung katawan natin, ay, naku, ligtas po yung katawan natin. Ha? Hindi pa. Wala pa tayong kaluwalhatian sa katawan natin. Kaya yung katawan natin, bulok. Ha? Kaya yung mga nagpapaganda, nagpapagwapo, mag-supply ka pa ng mahusay, husayan mo yan, magsipilyo ka ng maigi, kay bulok talaga yan. Kahit anong pulbo ang gamitin mo. Kahit anong pang whitening soap ang gamitin mo. Hanggang nasa laman ka, bulok ang laman. 1/3 ho, hindi ho tayo surrender sa Diyos. Araw-araw, makikilaban ang laman sa Espiritu. Yan ang katotohanan ng buhay Kristiyano. Sa malamang sa church ni James, nakikita niya yung mga Kristiyano na surrender at yung mga Kristiyano na hindi surrender. Kaya tinuturuan tayo ni James, ni Pastor James, kung paano ang katotohanan ng temptation. And so, kasi kailangan sabihin ito, kasi yung iba nagtuturo, ang Kristiyano ay hindi nagkakasala. Merong mga nagtuturo ng ganyan. Ang tawag doon ay sinless perfection. Ha? Now, ang kaluluwa at ang espiritu ng Kristiyano, hindi yan nagkakasala. Ligtas na yan, na kay Lord na siya. Pero ang katawan, ay nako. Ah, agi daw. Ano yun? Lupi-lupi. agi daw. Anyway. Ang laman ng Kristiyano ay hindi pa surrender sa Panginoon. And so kaya doon tayo nagkakaproblema as a Christian. Bahagi gustong gumawa ng tama, bahagi gustong gumawa ng mali. At pag hindi mo na-recognize yan, magkakaroon ka talaga ng problema. Bakit ligtas ako pero nagagawa ko pa rin yung mga mali? Eh kasi, yung bulok na katawan, nandiyan ka pa. So anyway, at now, nakita natin yung capacity. Number two, tingnan natin yung course of temptation. Paano nangyayari ang tukso at anong mga dinadaan natin habang natutukso tayo? Pansinin natin ang turo ng Bible. Alright, so go over again to verse 14. But every man is tempted when, eto yon, when he is drawn away. Drawn away. That's the first thing you need to acknowledge about temptation is the devil uses a hook to draw you away from the path of righteousness, to take you on the side, away from the course that God wants you to walk. The devil puts out a trap or puts out a bait for you to be drawn away, to drag forth. Hinihila pala tayo ng tukso. And this is in the present tense. So, this means that you are being drawn away all the time. Drawn away all the time. Nasubukan ba ninyo na mag-focus sa isang bagay tapos, ay, yung telepon na nag-ring. O di, sagot dyan. Hindi ka na nakapokus dito. O di kaya, ay, yung email pumasok. O yung messenger, ay, kailangan kong sagutin yan. O, hindi ka na nakapokus. You are being drawn away, dragged forth from focusing on the Lord. So, ang ginagawa ni Devil, nagpapadala siya ng mga tukso para hilain ka sa landas ng tama. And so, yan ang gawa ni Devil. Tapos, kapag nahila ka niya, bihag ka na. You are entrapped. You are enticed, sabi ng Bible. Tinan mo ang verse 14. Every man, when he is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's been trapped. So, do you fish? Have you ever fished? Maybe sometime we able to do some fishing. Nakapag-fishing na ba kayo? Marunong ba kayo mag-fish? Naglalagay kayo ng may hook, tapos linalagyan niya ng bait. Ang tawag sa bait, yung parang worm. Pwedeng lagyan ng worm. Tapos linalagay yan sa tubig. Tapos kapag nakita ng isda, sabi ng isda, uy, may nanghihila sa akin. Kailangan kainin ko yan. Yan ang gusto ko. Tapos kukunin ng isda yung worm, pero nakatago yung hook. So pag kinagat ng fish yung hook, na-trap na siya, na-entice na siya. Yan ang sinasabi ni James. You are drawn away, and then you are enticed. You are trapped. Tingnan mo ang Proverbs chapter 1. Verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 10. Isa sa ginagamit ni Satanas sa buhay ng Kristiyano para siya ay maakit o mahila sa mali ay ang mga makasalanang kaibigan. Look at Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 10. Anong page yung Proverbs 1? What is? 365. So sample, 365. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 10. One thing that the devil uses in order to trap you, in order to pull you and drag you forth and pull you aside and ensnare you, he uses sinners, friends that are not surrendered to the Lord. Look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Kapag inuudyok ka ng mga kaibigan mo, halika, halika, gumawa tayo ng mali. Halika, gumawa tayo ng kasalanan. Sabi ng Bible, huwag kang magkonsente. Huwag mong ibigay yung konsente mo sa kanila. And so you have to fight sin. No? So pinapakita palagi na si Satanas, pinapakita niya palagi ang kagandahan ng kasalanan. Tinatago niya yung bihag. Palagi niyang tinatago yung hook. Yan ang gawa ni Satanas. Look at Luke chapter 22. Luke, sa aklat sa Bagong Tipan. Luke chapter 22. Part of the devil is that he is a tempter. He is one who really gets people to sin by hiding the hook. He makes sin look so good. He can make sin look so nice, but the hook. Once you are entrapped, you are trapped. So, Luke chapter 22, verse number 31. Here's a description of the devil. Luke chapter 22, verse number 31. The Bible says this, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." So Satan wants you. He wants to trap you. So what's he going to do? He's going to use something that your flesh, your lust desires. And so when you go along with that, he entraps you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Tingnan mo ang 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And verse number 5. Anong page yung 1 Thessalonians chapter 3? Chapter 3. 659. Page 659. Tingnan mo ang 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 5. "For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter." Sino yung tempter? Satan. Pangalan yan. Isa sa mga pangalan ni Satanas ay yung tagapagtukso. He is the tempter. "Have tempted you, and our labor be in vain." Ay, masayang lang yung gawain namin kung matukso kayo ng demonyo, sabi ni Paul. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Isn't that interesting? The enemy is a tempter and he uses temptation. That's one of the works of the devil. 1 Peter chapter 5. Anong page yung 1 Peter 5? Ano? 678. Okay. 678. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." He's hunting, he's seeking, he's a tempter, he's a slick enemy. He's setting up his traps. And you, Christian, if you're not yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, you fall for his trap every time. You fall into his traps. So, konsentador ang ating likas na pagkatao sa tukso at kasalanan. So, tandaan natin, ha, natural sa tao, ligtas siya o hindi, natural sa atin na tayo ay may laman at may pagpipita o pagnanais ng laman na hindi kaaya-aya sa Diyos. Number three, last, ang consequence ng temptation. So, you saw the capacity to be tempted. You saw the course of temptation. That's how the devil operates. That's how he uses the flesh. We're already one-third problematic here. And here's the consequence of temptation. Balik tayo sa James chapter 1, verse 14. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." At the end, verse 15. This is the consequence. "That when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." There's the cycle. Merong cycle yan. Ang nanay ng kasalanan ay ang maling pagnanasa ng laman. The mother of sin is lust. Lust is the mother of sin. Sin comes from lust. And then sin is the mother of death. You see that? Sin is the mother of death. So the cycle is this. You have lust. Satan tempts you to get you to do wrong. You yield to the lust and you yield to the devil. And now you're in sin. Lust, you could try to control, but sin, you will not be able to control. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin always results in death.
Palagi hong kamatayan ang natural na resulta ng kasalanan.
Death is always the natural fruit of sin. So when you are in sin, you cannot help the fruit of sin, which is death. And in the Bible, death is separation.
Sa Biblia, ang kamatayan, hindi ho yan pagpigil ng buhay. Sa physical yun. So spiritual, ang kamatayan ay nagdudulot ng paghihiwalay. Okay? So kung mamatay ka physically, anong humihiwalay?
Ang katawan at ang kaluluwa ay humihiwalay.
E sa spiritual, kung ikaw ay patay sa kasalanan, anong humihiwalay sa'yo?
Ang Diyos at ikaw ay hiwalay dahil sa kasalanan.
Yon ang kamatayan ng Biblia.
Death is separation. It's always separation. So if you die physically, your soul separates from the body. But if you sin, your fellowship separates from God. That's why you die in sin. It's a breaking of fellowship with God. Sin always breaks fellowship with God. It always brings death. Lust brings sin. Sin brings death. And you need to know that. You need to be made aware of that.
Go over to Isaiah 59 and verse number 2.
Isaiah 59 and verse number 2.
Anong page yung Isaiah 59? Chapter 59, verse number 2.
Okay. 415, page 415 sa sample.
Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 2, the Bible says this, "For but your iniquities," yan yung sin, "but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." And so there you have, sin always brings separation between your fellows.
Now, kung ikaw ay ligtas at ikaw ay nagkakasala o nasa kasalanan, ang humihiwalay sa iyo, hindi yung persona ng Diyos, kasi yan kaligtasan, save ka. Yung relasyon mo sa Diyos, hindi nababali yan. Ang nababali, yung fellowship mo sa Diyos, yung pakikitungo mo sa Diyos, yung pakikiisa mo sa Diyos. Bilang Kristiyano, kapag ikaw ay nasa kasalanan, nababali ang fellowship, hindi yung relationship. Anak ka pa rin ng Diyos kahit anong mangyari. Kasi nga, anak ka talaga ng Diyos kung ligtas ka. Si William, si Joe, kapag gumagawa yan ng mali, hindi ibig sabihin, hindi ko na sila anak. Kahit na lumaki pa yan na may sungay, anak ko pa rin yan. Mana lang sa nanay. Hindi, biro lang. Kapag lumaki yan, whether sila lumaki good or bad, sa akin pa rin yan, sa amin pa rin yan, anak namin yan. Never na mababali ang pagiging magulang namin sa kanila. Kahit na lumaki pa yan, kahit na mag-asawa na, magkaroon pa ng apo, amen. Sana, Lord, wow. Mabuhay sila para sa'yo. Never ko silang, hindi pwedeng sabihin, anak, hindi ko sila anak. Never yon, kasi ako ang kanilang dad. Hindi ho nababali ang relasyon. Ngayon, kung lumaki silang may sungay, nako, talagang mababali yung pakikitungo, yung fellowship. Yon ang may problema. Ha? Hindi sila pwedeng lumapit sa akin, sabihin, tay, tulungan mo ako kasi nangyari to sa buhay ko. Ano nangyari sa'yo? Pinakasalan ko yung anak ni, no, yung kapatid ni Judas. Ay, magdusa ka. pinili mo yung kapatid ni Judas, di magdusa ka. Mahalin mo siya dahil asawa mo. Ah, hindi ko naman sila papayuan na mag-divorce na. Para lang yun sa mga hindi marunong ng Bible. Oh. Yun yun. So, may problema yung pakikitungo, hindi yung relasyon. Ganon ang anak ng Diyos. Kahit na ikaw, anak ng Diyos, nasa loob ka ng tukso, tapos nagkakasala ka, tapos nagtataka ka, ay, mahal pa ba kaya ako ng Diyos? Ha? Ako pa ba ay anak ng Diyos? Ha? Hindi yan. Huwag mo nang isipin yon. Anak ka talaga ng Diyos kung save ka kay Jesus Christ ka. Save ka. Kaya lang, yung pakikisama mo sa Diyos talagang bali at mali at kailangan ilagay sa wasto. Is that clear? Yun. Mag-fellowship ka sa Panginoon. Okay? Tigilan mo na yung cycle. Lust, sin, death. Lust, sin, death. Yan ang kwento ng mga hindi surrender sa Panginoon. Lust, sin, death. Ang kausap ba ni James, ligtas o hindi ligtas? Ligtas. Tinuturuan tayo ni James na huwag nating hayaan na magpatuloy tayo sa lust, sin, death. Ma-overcome natin yan. Now, kung hindi ka ligtas, ang separation ng Diyos sa'yo, pag namatay ka, ang separation mo sa Diyos, forever. And never naman makikita mo ang kabutihan ng Diyos sa kabilang buhay. Dahil ilalagay ka talaga sa isang dagat-dagatang apoy. Dahil hindi mo tinanggap si Jesus Christ. Si Jesus kasi ang lunas na ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin. Siya talaga ang tunay na kaisa-isang tagapagligtas. Kaya pag re-reject mo siya, i-re-reject ka talaga ng Ama. And so, si Adam at saka si Eva, nagkasala ba sila sa Diyos? Tinakwil sila sa Garden of Eden, hinayaan ba silang bumalik? No. Pinatawad ba sila ng Diyos? Pinatawad sila ng Diyos. Kasi nga, tinakpan sila ng, yung kahubaran nila, tinakpan ng Diyos na, ng damit galing sa tupa. Larawan ng kabutihan ng Panginoong Hesukristo na inilalagay niya sa ating kaluluwa nung tinanggap natin siya bilang tagapagligtas. Si Adan at saka si Eva pinatawad na ng Diyos pero hindi sila sinauli sa garden. Kapag nagkakasala ang Kristiyano, hindi natin alam kung ano ang consequence. May consequence pa rin tayo. Kaya lang siyempre bilang Kristiyano, hindi na impyerno ang usapan. Ang usapan, kulang ang reward sa heaven. May palo dito sa mundo. O di kaya, hindi natin makita yung sagot sa pananalangin natin. O yung blessing ng Panginoon, limitado. Dahil hindi tayo surrender sa Diyos. Hindi natin makikita ang blessing dahil yung pananampalataya natin, maliit. Kumikilos lang tayo ng maliit. And so on. And so forth. Si Adan at saka si Eva, naranasan ba nila itong tukso, tapos kasalanan, tapos kamatayan? Yes. They experienced the same thing Adam and Eve did. She saw, she took the fruit, she ate of it. She sinned and she died. Adam saw the fruit, was given it to him, he ate of it, and he ate on. Now Adam is different because when Eve ate the fruit, she had no idea. She was tricked. Niloko lang ni Satanas si Eva. Pero si Adan, alam niya kasi kinausap siya ng Diyos diretso. Sinabihan na siya ng Diyos, lahat ng gusto mong kainin dito, pwede mong kainin, wag lang ito. So nung nakita ni Adan na kinain ni Eva yung hindi dapat kainin, dahil siya, naloko siya, siya naman, sabi niya, no, gusto ko ito. Gusto ko maging kasing galing, kasing katalino, mamulat ang mata ko gaya ng Diyos. Gusto ko maging Diyos din. Kaya kinain niya yun. Now, ang pagkain nito ay hindi ho aksidente. Kaya nga kain, eat. Consenting siya. Pinayagan niya yung sarili niya na kumain. Wala hong kumakain ng aksidente, ha? Oops, paano pumasok sa dungang ako ito? ano, wow, lumipad dito, pumasok dito, ay, aksidente. Hindi ho ganyan. Talagang na, ginustuhan ni Adan. His lust led to sin, and his sin led to death. This is exactly how it is. So Christian, you need to be made aware of your own lust, the propensity to sin, the consequence of sin. And the only way you cancel lust, sin, and death, the only way you cancel that is through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit of God and allow the Lord to strengthen you and run away, stay away from sin, stay away from temptation. And you don't, that would be half the battle right there. Matutulungan mo talaga yung sarili mo kung iwasan mo lang yung tukso. Hindi ka mauuwi sa kasalanan kung iniiwasan mo na yung tukso. Ang problema sa mga Kristiyano, hindi nila iniiwasan ang tukso. Kung may problema ka sa pag-iinom, tapos maglalagay ka ng Red Horse sa refrigerator mo, ay huwag kang magtaka kung bakit lasinggero ka. You see that? And so on. Cigarettes, pornography, drugs, it doesn't matter. You have a problem with something and you're there, oh well, then what do you expect? Yung faith response sa lust is to turn your focus from self to the Lord. Yon ang faith response. Get away from temptation by focusing on the Lord. Take your mind off of self. What can I get with this? What do I gain from this? No. Reject the offer of sin and focus on what does God think of this? What does God say about this? What does God want? Not what do I want. What does God want? Jesus taught us that sinning lustfully is already committing the act of sin. Ang turo ni Jesus, kapag ikaw ay nabubuhay sa tukso, nandiyan ka na sa kasalanan. Para ka nang nagkasala. And so you have that. Jesus is still the answer. Surrender ka kay Jesus Christ. Bibigyan ka ng Panginoon ng buhay na masagana. Hindi yung buhay na punong-puno ng lust, sin, and death. Kanino nang gagaling yung lust, sin, and death? Sa sarili at kay Satan. Si Jesus Christ iba. Hindi siya lust, sin, death. Alam mo si Jesus Christ, ang binibigay niya sa atin, life and life more abundant. John chapter 10, last verse. Tingnan mo, John chapter 10, verse number 10. Go over to John chapter 10, verse number 10. You see, Satan is all about lust, sin, and death. But Jesus is all about life and life more abundant. John chapter 10, verse number 10. John chapter 10, verse number 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's the operation, mode of operation of Satan. That's the devil's operation, his M.O. But here's Jesus. I am come that they may have life, that they might have it more abundantly. So not only does he give us eternal life, he gives us abundant life if you surrender to the Lord. So now we know the Christian principles and the source of sin is lust. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the principles of Scripture. Help us to pay attention to these truths. Help us to watch our hearts, to guard our hearts from lust, from sin, and the resulting the results of death, sin, which is death, Lord. Help us to have life for those who are not saved. And help us, Lord, to have life more abundant for those who are born again, that they can experience abundant life being yielded to the Holy Spirit of God because of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray you give us the victory over sin, the victory over lust, Lord. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.